It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 15th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Java is like Esperanto, a universal computer language that works on just about any type of computer. It's also vulnerable to attack by hackers, so much so that the Department of Homeland Security the other day told people to turn off Java. Marketplace Tech regular Chester Wisniewski at the computer security company Sophos says it was a clear and present danger.
Absolutely. The reason the DHS responded the way they did is that it's actually what we call an in-the-wild attack. It's being actively exploited by criminals to attack people's computers and infect them with viruses.
Now, only thing is, Java is kind of complicated to turn off. Have you ever tried on your own machine?
Unfortunately, it is a bit complicated. I actually published a series of articles on our website on Sophos.com showing, you know, if you're running Opera, do this. If you're running Internet Explorer, do that. If you're running Firefox, do this.
Yeah, I mean, Chester, this morning I went through all my different browsers and looked around in the preferences to figure out how to turn it off. And then I tried to turn it off actually in the control panels of my various machines. It took a while.
It got a lot easier recently. But yeah, the process is quite complicated.
My favorite moment of the day was talking to a guy at a company that asks its employees to fill out its time cards using Java. So if you turn it off, it's hard to get paid.
Yeah, that is a challenge. And what we're recommending people do is disable Java in your primary web browser, whatever you use for surfing all day long, whether that's Firefox or Chrome or Internet Explorer. And then if you need something like that for a business purpose or even a personal purpose, maybe leave it enabled in a browser that you don't typically use.
The Oracle Corporation says it's now fixed the security vulnerability in Java, but Wisniewski is among those recommending you keep it off unless you really need it.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to more than 6,000 technology companies at powerofideas.org.
An attorney for a software wunderkind, an accused hacker who committed suicide last week, now says prosecutors had offered a deal of 6 months in jail for pleading guilty to 13 federal crimes, an offer he and his client rejected. Aaron Swartz campaigned for the free flow of information and was accused of breaking into a computer system at MIT so the public had access to a repository of academic journals, many of which were subscription only. Critics say prosecutors were too aggressive in handling a case where there may not have been malicious intent. MIT's president has launched an investigation into the university's role in the hacking affair. Swartz was an inventor of RSS news feeds and helped design the widely used online site Reddit. Swartz was 26. And before we go, how about a shape-shifting screen for your tablet or phone? Flat as glass 1 minute, then suddenly covered with bumpy little buttons to form a keyboard you can feel. The company that makes these screens is called Tactus. Its CEO is Craig Chesla.
We make this invisible network of channels, fill these little channel tools with a special oil, and then we use simply a change in the pressure of that fluid to make the buttons appear and disappear.
Chesla says his almost magical keyboard is just the beginning.
We really see what we're doing at Tactus is creating this dynamic surface. It could be gaming controls, it could be a kind of new type of design tool with which to go off and innovate.
Tactus plans to have these screens on the market by the end of this year. Still not visualizing this? Well, think of a nice, smooth face suddenly growing pimples. Who wouldn't want one? There's a video of the screen, bumps and all, at marketplacetech.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.